This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can I just pass on a couple of stories that tick me off if you promise we do not make them topics because they make me mad?
No.
Number one.
Yes, you may read them, and no, I will not promise.
Number one, Kansas City, Missouri woman faces two more felony charges for the towing company fiasco. Mm-hmm. Lynette Adamson, that's the mom of the mother-son towing scam duo, allegedly.
And he faces some extra charges.
Was charged in Jackson County Court this week with another count of forgery and another count of stealing a motor vehicle. They are literally accused of stealing a Nissan that Metro Tow took to the company's lot back in May of 2004.
Wow, they're going
yes,
way
they're
back
going
now.
Way back. They would not give the man's car back to him because they told him since the vehicle had been in their lot for over 30 days, he no longer owned it. That's what they told the guy.
I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
You took my car for no reason, didn't leave anything behind on where it went.
Then they said, they held it hostage, we'll give you your car back for $2,600.
Now, this is all alleged. They're presumed innocent until proven guilty. But if I were this family, I would just plead guilty right now so they would quit looking.
It's alleged up until the point, Sam,
they can charge you with
that
more.
Detectives found that she forged the form 4669 in this man's case.
Yeah.
There is a special place in hell.
Scum of the earth. Alleged scum of the earth.
And speaking of special place in hell, can you believe the nerve? The nerve of the woman who killed firefighter Graham Hoffman asking the court for work release yesterday with a straight face.
Yeah.
That alleged homicidal loon asked the court to release her on a work release program. Yes, favorite student in the front row.
Yes, hi, Ms. Wright. I have a question. For her to get work release, which I believe was denied, wouldn't she have to have a job that
yes.
was willing to take her
Scott,
back?
She would.
By the way, it was not denied. The judge did not rule because her public defender was unable to be present for the hearing.
The judge said he would think on it. Don't lose any sleep, Your Honor.
Yeah, the answer is no.
The answer is no.
And what job would be willing to take her back in light of the allegations
Say,
against her?
Qualifications. Oh, been in the news lately.
I hope she's not at a fast food restaurant. Don't let her anywhere near a knife.
Good God. I cannot. The nerve of some people. Yeah. Go away.
Made the request herself, too.
That's it. We're moving on.
Those are the only two stories you had that were going to make you mad?
I can add one.
No.
Luigi Mangione just turned 27.
Oh, okay. By the way, I'm going to add to that story. The donations for his defense fund have now topped $1 million.
That was my story.
Oh, sorry.
God. What is wrong with people?
By the way, he's a folk hero.
Last thing I'm going to say, we're just going to get all of the stuff out that ticks Dana off in one segment,
one.
And then we're moving on.
If you have visited
the St. Louis Aquarium recently, you probably have the measles. That's it.
Well,
now we can
move on. You went there on that one day in late April, you probably may have been exposed to the measles. But if you have your vaccinations, you're not going to have the measles.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
We're surrounded by idiots. End of segment.
What else? No, we've still got three more minutes minimum, and Sam still has more stories.
I don't remember the finite details. It was in the stack yesterday. There was a lady at a park who called a child a series of racial slurs. And you ask what is wrong with people in reference to the $1 million that they have donated to Luigi Mangione's defense fund. The woman who is accused of hurling these racial slurs again at a child also has a GoFundMe that has topped $500,000.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Did I say that it was a child?
All right, wait. We have audio for the last story that ticked me off, but it is kind of funny, but not funny. A man in California who is an artist, happens to have longer hair. Think Peter Frampton in the 70s. Is out walking with his baby. You guys, he's wearing a Patagonia zip up, just to set the scene here.
Okay.
He has long, flowing, golden locks that he has back in a man bun. And he has the baby in a baby Bjorn. And if you go into the Dana Parks file, Sam, there's some audio here. He is walking in California with his baby. A woman calls 911 and says, I would like an officer to come to our neighborhood. This is one of his neighbors. Because it looks like a homeless man has stolen a baby. He is out walking and I am following him. She follows him to his house where he goes in with his child, one of four children he shares with his wife. And police arrive on scene shortly after. Listen.
No. He just,
someone called the cops on me thinking that I was a homeless person with a baby.
Stop.
So the cop needs to see my ID.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. No, they didn't.
Yeah. Stop. She followed me home.
Stop.
When I was walking the baby.
No, they didn't.
Yes. This is what I looked like wearing my Patagonia jacket.
Wait, are you serious?
Someone yeah. You give him trouble about this for the rest of your guys' life.
That's the officer kind of laughing.
It's just hilarious.
Yeah, you're going for a walk or something?
Yeah, I mean, I do it like every, like, three times a day.
This lady lives, I think, a street over. She saw you. She got worried. So she followed you and then saw you walking.
Oh, my goodness.
Why is he laughing? I told Sam out in the newsroom.
Well, because it's just so unbelievable.
He is way more chill, like California chill, than I would be. I would have been furious. The neighbor lady lives one block away. And he does say he's trying not to be angry. He's kind of trying to see the humor in it. But he would like to meet her to explain that just because you have long hair, it doesn't mean you're a homeless man stealing a baby that then walks into your own house with said baby. If you were homeless, why did you walk into a house with your baby? By the way, in a baby Bjorn carrier.
Well, what's a baby Bjorn?
It's the sling up front. Okay. Those are not cheap.
Neither is a Patagonia
jacket. Neither is a Patagonia jacket, lady.
You want another one, Dana?
Yes, please.
Do you remember the Indian Creek serial killer?
Oh, yes.
Who was arrested in 2017.
Yeah, God, that's been
8 years.
8 years?
Still awaiting trial.
Did they order a mental evaluation? Is that why?
There has been a fight over whether or not he is competent to stand trial for 8 years after the third time that he has been deemed competent.
Those poor family members.
His lawyers are asking for another evaluation, this time from a citizen jury to decide on his competence for whether or not he can stand trial for allegedly killing seven people.
Okay. I want off the planet.
Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.